On Tuesdays, we chart the journey from childhood to graduation, and in the last few weeks, our American Graduate Project has explored why it's tough to lead a large urban school district. Fort Worth recently tapped Kent Paredes-Scribner, who comes from Phoenix, to lead the district after a 21-day waiting period. He spent the first day of school meeting with students and teachers, and last week he sat down with reporters, including KERA. Kent Paredes-Scribner, thank you for sitting down with me today.
Thank you.
You come from a district in Phoenix that is made up of only high schools. Fort Worth is made up of all grades. How different or challenging will this change be?
Well, the configuration in Arizona, it's one of three states that does have elementary districts and union high school districts. It will be different. I served for 5 years as superintendent of one of the elementary districts of only 8,000 students and currently now serve the umbrella high school district of 27,000. There are 130,000 total students in the K-12 pipeline. So with regard to the high school numbers, in fact, I'll be familiar with the scale here in Fort Worth. One of the things that attracted me the most to this opening was the fact that Fort Worth did serve students from pre-K all the way to 12th grade. I think the initiative to invest in early childhood is a smart investment.
The district as a whole met state standards this year, but about 21 schools need improvement. How will you do that? What does it take? And can you talk about what worked in Phoenix?
Well, one of the things that we talk a lot about in education today is the difference between what our students are experiencing and our focus areas. When you and I went to school, the three R's were reading, writing, arithmetic. And today we focus on rigor, relevance, and relationships. Rigor, ensuring that the curriculum and instruction is challenging, are relevant, that it makes sense to students and their lives beyond school, and relationships are essential, that there's a meaningful and productive and positive relationship between the adults and the students in their classrooms. I think when you have laser-like focus on student achievement outcomes, that anything is possible.
The average stay for a superintendent is roughly 3 years. Some say that hurts the performance of students. Others say it doesn't really matter. What do you think about this?
Well, I can speak from my own personal experience. I was a elementary school superintendent in Arizona for 5 years, and we saw a steady student improvement. We focused on increasing student achievement, improving customer service within the district, and integrating parents and community. In my current role, I'm in my 8th year as a superintendent, and we've seen dramatic increases, not only in 4-year graduation rates, but also in college and career preparedness and in rigor. So from my perspective, I do believe that when there is instability in governance, when there's instability in leadership, particularly in large urban city systems, students suffer.
You know, you have an interesting background. Your mother is from Mexico. Your father is from the Northeast. Mm-hmm. You grew up bilingual. That is the experience of many students here. And Fort Worth, like many large urban districts, has a diverse student population. Can you talk a little bit about how you reached out to the Latino community mm-hmm. and the Latino student population in Phoenix?
Absolutely. I think having teachers who are culturally competent, and not only with the Latino student population, but with all groups. Focusing on African-American achievement is also going to be a major initiative for me. But from my perspective, I think the entire question is around expectations and is around perspective. If we're looking at our students as problems that need to be solved, instead of looking at them as assets that need to be invested in, then they're going to continue to lag behind. I'm encouraged that we have opportunities for dual language in Fort Worth, opportunities that don't exist in Arizona. I think looking at our students as an asset is exactly the right way to go about it.
Kent Paredes-Scribner, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Great, thank you. I enjoyed it.